collective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org and by the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, dedicated to improving the learning experience for America's students by sharing what works in pre-K through 12 education at edutopia.org.
Another hour ahead of the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
In 2020, Nashville suffered a double whammy, first in early March when a deadly tornado hit. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings remember that night when they rushed to their beloved Woodland studio in East Nashville to check out the damage.
I could see that Woodland was standing, so I thought, oh my God, the building's still there. But
no,
the whole...
could see the top of the walls are still squares.
But then I could also see that all of the roof was in the...
peeled it back like a sardine tin and flipped it onto Woodland Street.
Later that same month, the COVID pandemic. For Gillian and David, not being in their studio and not playing for an audience kind of felt like their early days in Nashville.
Here we were, back playing only for ourselves. Nobody hearing us, nobody clapping. All that is gone. It's just, do you like it? Do you like the sounds you're making?
Turns out, people really liked it. Their album Woodland is up for an Americana Award tomorrow night. So today, an encore from Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. I'm Rana Duras, and this is World Cafe.
Green Cheese listeners know how important it is to support stations like KAXE KBXE.
Anyone who can, be sure to donate, because as all of us know who listen to this, Green Cheese and all the other programming on the stations, we really, really love it and don't want anything to happen to it. So it's really important to give what you can.
One thing I wanted to do is I wanted to talk to everybody out there. Radio is important when it's unique and it's interesting and it's local, and given your current funding situation, everybody out there should be doing something about that, no matter how little it is. If everybody did something, it makes a tremendous difference. Think about Saturday nights with no green cheese. That sounds terrible.
Awful. It would be so boring.
This is the queen, and I'm going to make an edict. All cheeses, get your checkbooks out and send in some money to our favorite station and show, and my check will be in the mail tomorrow.
Donate now at KAXE.org.
Before you get to that, a song from an artist who's been nominated for 11 Americana Awards over the years. 11! She's only won one somehow, but she has been honored with their Lifetime Achievement Award. This is Lucinda Williams with Car Wheels on a Gravel Road on World Cafe.
Sitting in the kitchen, a house of Macon, Loretta singing on the radio. Smell of coffee, eggs and bacon, car wheels on a gravel road. Pull the curtains back and look outside. Somebody somewhere don't know. Come on now, child, we're gonna go for a ride. Car wheels on a gravel road. Find a damn thing. got folks in Jackson. We're going to meet car wheels on a gravel road. Cotton fields stretching miles and miles. Hank's voice on the radio. Telephone poles, trees and wires fly on by car wheels on a gravel road.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings are nominated in two categories at this year's Americana Honors and Awards, Duo / Group of the Year and Album of the Year for their latest album, Woodland. The awards happen tomorrow night in Nashville, so today we're revisiting our session from last fall with Gillian and David. Enjoy. When a tornado touches down, the destruction can be brutal. Trees uprooted, trucks flung about like toys, whole houses there one moment are piles of rubble the next. The 2020 Nashville tornado was like this. It was deadly and it was devastating. One of the many losses that night included Gillian Welch and David Rawlings' East Nashville studio called Woodland. But when the dust settled and the sky cleared, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings were still standing. The pair, who've been making music together for decades, won the 2021 Best Folk Album Grammy for the covers album they made together in the immediate aftermath of that, called All the Good Times Are Past and Gone. Their new album is their first of original songs in several years. It's named Woodland, after their studio. And today, Gillian and David join me to talk about rebuilding, about writing songs during turbulent times, and they also tell maybe the best story I've ever heard about winning a Grammy. They also perform songs from Woodland Live, beginning with Empty Trainload of Sky. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, live for the World Cafe.
Chugging, plugging away. tugging away. Just an empty chain.
Performing the opening track to their new album, Woodland, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings, live for the World Cafe. That song is called Empty Trainload of Sky. I'm Raina Duris. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings are my guests today on the show. Gillian, David, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thanks, Raina.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
That song that we just heard was a lead single from this album, Empty Trainload of Sky. Why was that the one you wanted to lead the way for this project?
It was probably one of the first songs that got written that we knew was a new record.
Mm.
There's usually at least one song that becomes some kind of a touchstone, and the other songs kind of take shape around it.
Yeah.
You know? So Empty Trainload was that song.
And to be really nuts and bolts basic about it, it also has drums and bass on it, which means that there's a lot more outlets that can play something like that.
Right, right.
So,
like, it practically makes sense.
Yes.
Right.
Some of our stuff, as you know, is rather quiet.
It can be.
Yes.
Can be a little minimal.
Yeah. When you say it had a certain flavor, it had a certain sort of mood to it, if you had to, how would you define what that flavor is on this album?
There's quite a bit of loss.
Hmm.
I think there's like a duality that's present in that song. And that theme seemed to be running through a lot of the lyrics and a lot of the things that we're coming up with.
In fact, it's kind of in the lyric when we hit the bridge and it says, is it spirit? Is it solid? You know, which was it? Was it real? Was it not real? Is it dead? Is it not dead?
Yeah.
Sort of runs through the whole album.
Yeah. You have released albums of original music under each of your individual names under the Dave Rawlings machine. In 2020, you put out an album under both your names, but it was an album of covers. How did you decide that this one should be under both your names and should be all original songs?
Well, in the most, nuts and bolts way, we're both singing lead on this record.
How do you know, doing something like this, if a song is a Gillian song or a song is a David song, and who takes the lead? Do you bring in a song and that's the one you sing, or how does that work?
No, because, I mean, if we talk about, like, Hashtag for a second, that's a song that I started literally, you know, the morning I woke up and saw Hashtag Guy Clark trending. Mm. And I thought, oh no, this is a terrible way to find out that your friend is gone.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. You know, we work on it and the lyric evolves and the music evolves. Because probably prior to that,
we thought you were going to sing it.
Singing it.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure people fully understand how much we'll just do whatever we think is best.
You're going to perform Hashtag for us.
Yes.
We're going to hear that next. And there is that lyric in there that I was going to ask you about. You laughed and said the news would be bad if I ever saw your name with a hashtag. Singers like you and I are only news when we die, which I think, is that a line that you wrote about Guy Clark?
Yeah.
You
know, and it also has the line about a new form of the flu, and that was written pre-COVID.
Okay, I was curious about that.
That was before.
Yeah, but then, of course, through COVID, you're just losing so many people and people who you knew and loved. And you know, that song really taps in my mind, to like the community that there is among singer-songwriters and musicians and people who know they're doing it to, you know, you do it because you love it. You make as good of a living as you can, but you're not going to stop. Mm. Sometimes a lot of the support that you find is just from other people who have done it the same way.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
And,
there's, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's also a line in there when you say, like, community. I do feel it connect to other writers and other creative people. Like, there's a line in that song about the years roll out and the doubt rolls in. And I, that sentiment, I remember one time talking to Garrison Keillor about writing. And I must have been in a frustrated moment, which happens occasionally. And yeah. He said, well, you know, it just gets harder. It's like anyone tells you it gets easier, it's just wrong. It gets harder.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It gets harder, but you become more yourself.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
And you just,
you know.
Yeah.
Let's hear it performed live. This is Gillian Welch and David Rawlings with Hashtag on World Cafe.
Once I saw your old familiar face, I was walking in a new watering place. Been a little lost for a little while. People sometimes go out of style and make a new habit, have a new kid. Maybe both, God forbid. But all at once you seem to know the very thing that laid me low. Caught it like a new form of the flu. Chalked it up to our old friend the blues. The questions and the answers you'd find talked me out of that breakdown. You said time makes the wheels spin and the years roll out and the doubt rolls in and the truck stops in the parking lots and the cheap motels. When will we become ourselves? When will we become ourselves? When will we become ourselves? You laughed and said the news would be bad. I ever saw your name with a hashtag. Mm-hmm. Singers like you and I only news when we die. Here I'm sitting around another night looking at your boots. Jesus Christ, that's some mighty big ones to try to feel. Never can and never will. So here's another song that's over now. You're another sun that done gone down. Put another good one in the ground. Good Lord, it's going round. And now let the wheels spin and the tears roll out and the tributes roll in and the truck stops in the parking lots and the cheap motels. When will we become ourselves? When will we become ourselves? When will we become ourselves?
You just heard Gillian Welch and David Rawlings performing Hashtag from their new album, Woodland, live for the World Cafe. My name is Raina Duras, and I'm talking to Gillian and David today. I always find it interesting when artists include modern kind of like techie terms like hashtag in a song, and especially in this style of music, which is a little bit more traditional. I mean, you've got references here to Bibles and to boxcars, but then also to hashtags. In your mind, how does language like that fit into this kind of songwriting?
Oh, that's a good question. For me, it fits in rarely. I do tend to talk about the devil more than the telephone, you know, because I'm interested in enduring themes. The human condition, that's where I like to sit most of the time.
But there's something about that term and the way it's used that does, at least in this cultural moment, it brings in a certain nuance of feeling and a certain a way that the news gets around now, that there's no other way to express that because it's never happened that way before.
Yeah. Well, it was so tied to that moment and thought and the entire, you know, genesis of the song. So there was no way to leave that one out.
Yeah. When you're writing music that is so rooted in tradition and sort of those kind of timeless themes, how do you keep things fresh for yourself?
Well, I try to go straight for particularity. I mean, the more finely focused I can get to a certain moment, even if it's a universal theme, and quite honestly, as with like hashtag peculiarity, I like the peculiar little turn of events, and you know.
And a lot of times, if you just keep, you can start something in a very calculated way of just like, well, here are some words that seem to go well together, or here's another title of a song that I've always loved, and let's try to do something off of that. And all of a sudden, you are trying to express yourself, but you find that that happens automatically, that you can't keep it out.
You can't right. help it.
And then sometimes if you sit down and go, what do I want to express? You might as well put the largest piece of blank white paper in front of you and stare at it that you ever did, and you get nowhere.
And the largest cliche.
Right.
You know.
Like, how do I feel? I feel like everyone else. And it's
I'm
and
sad.
That
makes
yes, exactly.
I'm speaking with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. Our conversation continues after the break here on World Cafe.
KEXE went on the air in 1976. This year, we lost federal funding like all of public media, but you have come forward. You have told us that KEXE matters. We're grateful for all of you, and especially for the folks that have been here from the beginning, people like Michael Goldberg and Gail Addison.
You know, for me and Gail, it's really been two things, a fabulous music education of all the music that we never imagined or knew anything about, and we're learning still every week. And then the other thing, of course, is that everybody we know through KEXE.
Yeah, we've made a lot of decisions in our life based on having access to this radio station, an extremely rare opportunity to learn a new skill and to share your love of music and to meet so many people through this station as well.
Support KEXE now. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234.
back to an Encore World Cafe. I'm Rena Duris. Last fall, I sat down with Americana Award nominees Gillian Welch and David Rawlings to talk about their nominated album, Woodland.
Earlier, kind of briefly, we touched on COVID. We were talking about hashtag. And in a minute, I do want to talk about the tornado that happened in 2020, because I know that also was a big part of this record and your lives in the last few years. But there was another thing that I noticed on this album, the song Lawman, which you're going to perform next for us, which feels, sadly, kind of like a timeless American story, but also feels like it could be taking place now. Like it could be the 1920s, it could be the 2020s. Could you tell us about writing Lawman?
That particular idea had sort of been cooking for a while. We knew it was going to be from the point of view of the woman who knew her man was going to get it from the lawman. You know, there's this inevitability. It hasn't, and it's such a weird temporal setting because...
And it felt societal, and it felt like it connected to a lot of, you know, just that we all know people in our lives who you look at them and you kind of know what path they're heading down.
Right.
And just the thinking of that doesn't mean that someone doesn't, you know, there's things that you know that you can't stop.
This is Lawman. It's Gillian Welch and David Rawlings on World Cafe.
Just a dust. Lawman gonna kill my honey.
Lawman, a live performance from Gillian Welch and David Rawlings of a song from their new album called Woodland. Gillian and David are here with me today on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Woodland is the name of your studio in Nashville. Could you paint the picture for us and tell us what it's like?
It was originally a movie theater that was built in the teens. It's right in the center of East Nashville, at a little area called Five Points, where five streets come together, and it would have been, you know, a real center point of the town that was converted into a recording studio in the 60s. It was successful from the beginning. The first real record of note that was made there was the Will the Circle Be Unbroken Nitty Gritty Dirt Band record. And then in the 70s, that studio really exploded. Tons of Nashville records were made there, and people came from all over.
Five Points, for people who are listening might not know this, is in East Nashville.
Yes.
Which is where the tornado hit in 2020. So could you tell us what the state of the studio was in?
Well,
after that happened,
the tornado came through, and a good friend of ours, Glenn, who works with us, was staying at the studio, actually, and we went over there to try to get into Five Points to get to the studio, and it took maybe 20 minutes because of the down power lines and everything to get anywhere close.
Yeah.
And then, I got out of the car and started kind of running through the rubble towards about a block away from the studio, and I could see that the Family Dollar that was on the opposite corner was down.
Rubble.
That wasn't there anymore.
It was gone. God.
And then the next thing I could see that Woodland was standing. So I thought, oh my God, the building's still there. But
no,
the
he could
whole...
see the top of the walls are still square. So it didn't take a wall out.
But then I could also see that all of the roof was in the
whoa.
And peeled it back like a sardine tin and flipped it onto Woodland Street in front. So the whole roof just went wha-bam.
It's pitch black because all the power is gone. Mm-hmm. And the rain is just pouring down. It's just a monsoon out there.
And you have no roof.
So now we have no roof.
We have no roof.
And it's pouring in a recording studio.
Which is not what you want.
No.
So we just, began to work. And it's a big old building. So there's that main roof that was the theater part, but there's additions, and there were places where there are lower roofs that were built more like Turkish bath style that weren't damaged. And we were running around in the dark trying to find places way down in the building that were dry, and then just moving everything as the inner roofs were collapsing
and
things.
Yeah, had to move the entire every guitar, every master tape, all our microphones, all our gear, and as the hours went by, the water got through the second story. Like, we thought places were dry. Of course, we didn't realize that our roof was gone. And then the ceiling started collapsing.
Right. What do you mean you didn't realize that the roof...
Well, it's a two-story building.
Right, okay, so
we just, like, weren't... Like, yeah. there was a ceiling into the studio.
But right, right.
It just got worse and worse until it was as if it was just pouring rain. Sure. Inside.
And then it ended up with, you know, ankle deep water in the studio, in the A room where we record, you know. And yeah.
It feels incredibly overwhelming to even know where to begin cleaning up something like that.
Yes, so it's taken a few years.
Now, is it, you know, useful, everything works?
Well, not everything's great, but we did rebuild the... I mean, because then the rebuilding all had to happen through COVID.
Yeah.
But what, before there were vaccines or any of that. So, I mean, that's when it started. So it was a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And I realized as we were coming to the end of this project, because I'll try to... I know this has been a long segment. I was getting into the mastering portion of this record, and I'd sort of assembled the stuff, and we were trying to think of a title, and at some point it just crossed my mind that's like, I've been in this building for, you know, 14 hours a day minimum for the past 5 years. It's like, if it's anything,
it's Woodland.
Like, and that shaped the themes, and that shaped the writing, and that shaped the way we felt about all of it.
As we mentioned, there's this, you know, there are contradictions running through this album, and the destruction and the sort of resurrection are in there too, you know, because Woodland was destroyed.
Yeah.
And yet, here it is.
Gillian Welch and David Rawlings are my guests today. More from them after these words here on World Cafe.
KEXE means a lot to people, including our member services manager, Heather Johnson.
Had a little baby. He never stopped screaming for 2 years. He has since substituted that for talking nonstop. But
shout out to Alex.
Yeah, shout out to Alex. Great kid, terrible baby. There was a lot of screaming, not much sleeping. So the radio was like constantly like my friend. Like, oh my gosh, thank goodness the morning show is on. And oh, now there's somebody playing great music and everything. And it was just such a relief. And then I was working from home at that point, so I wasn't going into the office and seeing adults anyway. So it was just nice to hear adult voices, you know what was going on in this new town and know what we could do, like what I could take this little screaming thing to.
We need your support now. Go to KEXE.org. I'm Heidi Holton. Thank you for being a part of this community.
You're listening to an encore World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings are nominated for 2 Americana Awards, including Album of the Year for their latest album, Woodland. It's named after their recording studio, which had to be rebuilt after the 2020 tornado in Nashville.
I was thinking about this. I have lived in my house right now for about 3 years. And I was like, we got to go through the basement. When are we ever going to go through the basement? I'm never going to go through the basement. It's going to become a disaster. It's already too overwhelming. It's just going to get more overwhelming. You'd been at Woodland for about 2 decades at that point. And when you have something like that, it kind of forces you. You have to go through these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering, how does doing that affect you on a creative level?
You know, Woodland is kind of our home. In years past, we have literally lived there, you know. So there was a real sense of back to the beginning. And there were many times in this process where both of us were put in mind of our very early days in Nashville and starting out. Starting because, you know, when you become a working musician, the times that you spend huge amounts of time sitting in your living room playing for only yourselves, those times kind of go away because you're always playing for people. But here we were, back playing only for ourselves, nobody hearing us, nobody clapping, all, you know, all that is gone. It's just, do you like it? Do you like the sounds you're making?
Yeah.
It was so pure in a way.
And what you were saying about going through the basement, it's like that's after we had moved the tapes and, you know, and we couldn't record in the main room. That's when we started, you know, we did an archival project where we resurrected about 50 of those songs and put them out. Like a bunch of things happened that were all predicated by this path that we had to be on.
Right. Now,
I'll say one other thing, which is like every tornado that has been through Nashville, if you look on the great map of them, they're basically on almost parallel vectors. I mean, it's insane how close of the same path the three tornadoes have taken. The one in 98, which is part of the reason why we own Woodland to start with, because of the damage that did when it was a commercial studio. The 2021 and the one in, I don't remember
30s.
When, the 30s, they're all parallel vectors. And they do cross, and the place where all three of those lines cross is about 50 feet from Woodland, which is to say, the whole time we're doing this, I'm like, rebuilding this, I'm like, and we might get a year, we make it 3 years, I don't know. Yes, I have no idea. No,
it
will
be. But they've never taken the building out, you know.
So fingers crossed, it's not like there's anything changing in the world that makes tornadoes happen more.
Oh, yeah. There's something sort of zen about that, like making peace with impermanence.
Exactly.
We're going to hear another live song right now. We're going to listen to Howdy Howdy. Could you tell us anything about Howdy Howdy before we hear this?
Sometimes it's hard to remember how the songs start. It was the chorus. It was the part with the howdy howdy in it. Yeah. And I just thought that was a beautiful phrase. I heard it in an old spiritual. It was talking about heaven and how it was all going to be good up there. It was all going to be howdy howdy, never goodbye.
Let's take a listen to this live performance. It's Howdy Howdy from Gillian Welch and David Rawlings on World Cafe.
Starts in the other end.
Howdy, howdy. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. It's a new song from their album, Woodland. They are here with me today on World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. And I was listening back to your last World Cafe interview from 2020.
How was that?
It was very nice.
Oh, good.
You told a story of when The Heroine and the Harvest, which was released under Gillian's name, was nominated for a Grammy, and you both worked on it. You know, you considered it an album from both of you, but the Grammys treated it as a solo album and only gave you one set of tickets. And so, David, you'd have to go as Gillian's guest. And Gillian, you called, and you were like, this is a band with two people. Give us another pair of tickets. So that story, you told it before you went to the Grammys again, and if you fast forward to the 2021 Grammys, you were nominated. You were both nominated this time for All the Good Times, and you won. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
How did it feel to officially win that Grammy together under both your names?
Well,
the funniest part of this is, you know, we made that record because we, you know, during lockdown, the studio was still a complete
disaster.
Yeah, wreck. Couldn't use it. And so I had set up a tape machine in the living room a long time ago. And I moved over this, you know, sort of beautiful stereo microphone. And we started recording at the house kind of for fun. And then I thought, well, maybe we'll get something out of it. And it was just a real pleasure to be recording in this living room because the planes weren't flying and there were no cars and there were hours of silence. So we could actually record in the living room and get something that might be usable. So we started working on that record and we put it together and I called the gentleman who owned the pressing plant we worked with and I he was very busy and I said to him, if I put together this little live record, you know, can you press us a small run of it?
You know, I glued the anything that had type on it because all we could get were plain white record sleeves.
Right.
So, and then another friend out in Portland made the cut, like made the cover image and the back thing and cut them and then sent them to us. And I glued all the things onto the record sleeves.
So the
all
couple of thousand did. We did, we just worked through them. But the funniest part of this was that was just where this lived in my head and kind of in our label's head and in everyone's head. So we didn't even submit it for the Grammys. It never occurred to us.
The last thing we were thinking
was that this was like even a real release.
Yeah.
And so someone from the Academy actually contacted us and said, you might want to submit this thing.
Wow.
And then we did. We were like, oh, yeah, but that nothing's going to happen with that. Just for fun. Yeah. It's a fine. We'll put it in.
But, of course, we didn't go. We couldn't go, you know, to it.
Right. There was no real ceremony.
And so when the ceremony was actually happening, I wasn't even, again, you just have to understand, this was so far off my radar. So when the ceremony was actually happening, I was walking around our neighborhood picking up trash. I was picking up trash and I came back to the house and I pulled my phone out of my pocket. It was like 48 missed messages.
Wow.
What the heck? So that's how I...
And I was probably somewhere in Woodland on a ladder, you know? So it was the deepest, most wonderful thing to feel, you know, recognized in that way. And also to feel that thing of, there was a sense of arrival in it for me because I don't know if this can be taken the right way, but like artists who I really loved when I was coming up, like I was aware that they never got Grammys for any of their best work. Like, this wasn't how the Grammys worked. To my mind, the Grammys were something that you got, like, 20 years after you did good work. Then they'll give you a Grammy for something else.
Right.
Because that's how, I think it's better now, but for a lot of years, that seemed like what it was. And when you're a young kid full of vinegar, as I was, and I look at these records that I think are the pinnacle of music in these years that weren't even, not, you know, I was like, well, that's just a thing. It's an award show, and it's great for music, but I'm not going to worry about it. And so when we got a Grammy for that, which was, you know, in my mind, just the covers record we made, I thought, well, I guess we did good work 20 years ago.
Exactly, man.
Is that too honest?
No, I love it.
Sorry.
Oh, I think that's like the best story I've ever heard about winning a Grammy. I'm joined today by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. We have one more live performance to hear, and it's funny I kind of to end with this because I feel like we're having all these laughs, and then we're going to finish with the song that when I listened to the record, like, moved me to tears the first time through, the song What We Had. It sounds, and I'm not going to make any assumptions about what it's about, but it kind of sounds like a lost love song.
Yeah.
That seems like it could be a sensitive subject when you're a couple writing. Are there things like that that are hard to write about with each other?
It's just a song. There's so much sort of loss there. That song just touches a lot of everything that was happening. Mm.
You know? Yeah, it certainly wasn't like just a breakup. In fact, so much was gone. So much that we had disappeared, was gone.
Mm.
It was kind of more macro.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it was all these things. I started the song with the chorus and the what we had, like that's where it came from. And I kind of couldn't believe that song didn't exist already. And it was just the sound of those words.
Yeah.
Just what, you know, it really blindsided me and so many people, that tremendous sense of, you know, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. Just never saw it coming. Just had no idea that, you know, the world was just going to go whoop.
Yeah, I think about a time in 2019, I had decided that what I was going to do was rewind a pickup for an electrical lap steel guitar, which is by hand, you know, do 10,000 winds of a copper thing on, you know, by myself. And when I think back on that and what I've done for the past 5 years, I'm like, how could that have been real?
Yeah. No, I think
I don't have time to brush my teeth.
I think that's so relatable. Who was I back?
Yes, exactly.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, we're all brand new.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful place to leave it. Let's listen to this live performance. It's Gillian Welch and David Rawlings performing What We Had live for the World Cafe.
Skin blue horizon. I used to dream.